Another Realm is a narrative-driven Dungeons & Dragons podcast. In this episode, Bruce, Frazier, Tanner, and Will try to tell dumb jokes and a compelling story. The language can get a little spicy, but if that doesn't bother you, then here's what happened on the last episode of Another Realm.
Frazier, welcome to the podcast. What do you do?
So the door swings open and I say, "Thank you so much for letting me out," and I haul ass down the hallway.
Archie and Six, you both have these two guys basically ready to do your whim.
I guess we're going to the manor.
Yeah, they're taking us to the manor, and then they're going to go join the fight.
I'm going to summon Dormlaw the Revenant.
Right, well, here's a question. If he's so evil and warlordy, what makes you think that he's not going to have some way to get out of your control?
Because we've got the old.
Ah, Dormlaud. He is a bit of a strict fool when it comes to purpose.
You're right. Let's see what we can do to find out. It seems like these two are on the right direction.
You can feel this energy pulsing outwards from the center of the manor before you. The two blue robes look giddy in front of you, and they look down at you and just wave you forward. And one of them says, "It's time. He is almost here." So here we are. The three of you are at the top steps facing Aberlane Manor. And what has just happened is this shockwave of invisible energy has emanated from the center of the manor. You felt it, you heard it, this deep rumble. And the two blue-robed students out front don't really seem fazed by this. They look towards each other and smile, but then look back to you as you're approaching. So at the moment, two of you, Archie and Six, are dressed in purple robes. One of the robes is a little bloodied and torn that Archie is wearing. And how do you guys have Margbark tied up?
Oh, I just assumed his hands would be behind his back.
Yeah, he's not really tied up.
Holding it.
He's okay.
What was the password? Cucumber melon?
Cougar melon.
Cougar melon. I definitely would have said cucumber melon.
I wish you had.
The safe word? What is that?
The first
password.
The safe
word,
yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the cool. Purple level
pineapples,
password.
Bitch.
Cougar melon.
Right. And if anyone, I don't know why that came to my mind first, but there is, you guys know the musician John Cougar Mellencamp. So
yeah.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A fucking throwback.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah,
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Is that what
yeah,
you said?
That's basically what I said. All right. So you guys are approaching the door. What are you doing? How are you approaching this first checkpoint?
If I'm not mistaken, they just told us that the ritual has begun, right?
Yeah. I mean, the information that you got for the two students.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all hail Dormlaud.
The one on the right looks to his partner over on the other side and looks back to you. Yo, bro, why? All here, he's going to be working for us, man. Like, why? Bro,
yes,
why?
But his power is immense.
But he's going to... He's working
he deserves
for,
the recognition.
No, he's working for us. Like, you don't hail... Like, yeah, he's super powerful, my guy, but like, no.
Dang.
No.
I still have a lot to learn.
I mean, yeah. yeah,
cloak.
You're a freaking little dork purple robe. Yeah, you got a lot to learn, man.
All hail Zeke?
No,
Dude, we don't, like, okay, technically there is, like, hierarchy.
Who's the leader here?
I mean, Zeke's got this thing down, but, like, we're all equals in this sort of society. Like, yeah, we have rankings, but that's just how much we know. And then as we teach each other, we rise each other up, like, right? Like, bruh, like, that's our...
Ooh. So like, one day I can have a red cloak, too.
Yeah, dude, like, that's the plan, right? Like,
I get it. As one of my old friends would always say, fuck Zeke.
I mean...
Is that the opposite? No?
I mean, Zeke's a cool guy, right? Like, you know?
Maybe I just did too. Look, I have a problem with feelings. I tend to go too far one way, then overcorrect back the other way. Zeke's okay. Let's just be a team.
Yeah. Therapy would be good, you know? Like, you could pursue therapy.
What is therapy?
It's like when you sit down with a professional and like they lay you out in a chair and make it a really inviting sort of comfortable area where it feels like a safe space. You know, bro, like it's just this really good vibe, right? And you got it, like, not all therapists are made for everybody. So you might have to try a few out, right? Like you got to have that sort of connection. But then again, like you can't have too much of a connection, bro, because then you like they're not going to be impartial, and that's what you need. It's like you need that sort of impartiality so where you can actually tell someone, but they're a professional. And I'm just going to keep going on with this until someone interrupts me. So if you'd like to.
I literally sometimes feel as if I was possessed.
I mean, well, that you should really like actually just get it checked on. Like, bro, like,
Cougar melon.
Like, 'cause you. All right, I mean, you can just interrupt people. Like, that's fine. But, like, I know I said that we're kind of all equals, but there is a hierarchy. And right now, Purple Robe, I need you to know your place. So, you know.
Well, bro, I'm very sorry.
It's real funny how the people in power tell others to know their place that quickly, eh? When it's supposed to be an equal society.
You know, I mean, it's a catch-22, right? Like, it's all about learning and, like, just go inside, man. And he'll open the door a little bit and then look back at you and be like, wait, I guess I'm like skipping the obvious though, right? Like, first off, who's this dickhead? And he points to Margbark. And then second, before you answer that question, like, why are purples going into the manor? What's the deal?
This one escaped and led a huge rebellion. We're bringing him to the safer quarters, like we were told to do by the other blue cloaks. As you can see, it took a lot to capture him. Look at my buddy's robes.
All right. Roll deception at advantage.
Yes. I came up with a good lie.
Well, you had that information. It helps out.
You know, what is it? When you know how Emperor Kuzco in Emperor's New Groove, he does like the little hand thing for anybody who's seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Archie does, but towards his own cloak. It's really just extra.
Oh, yeah, the injuries. Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, I mean, that's all right, but reasoning.
Okay, so first roll was a 4, second roll was an 8, minus 1, 7. Let's go.
He begins to shut the door.
All right, fuck it. I hit him with a great axe.
All right, go ahead and roll the hit.
Well, the ruse is up, and I let Mark Bark's hands go.
Okay. I will let all of you... I will let Mark Bark and Archie have one action at this time. Because I would imagine you guys are prepared for whatever, and Six was basically, you know, into trying to figure that kind of stuff out. So, if you'd both like to attack or do a spell or anything that you'd like, you have a free option to do whatever.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to great axe a face.
Okay. Are you aiming or are you just using that as like flavor?
I'm using that as flavor.
Okay. Go ahead and slice and dice, baby.
Does a 16 hit?
Oh, for sure.
I love Archie's character immediately. Okay, the plan didn't work at the first try. Time to fight. Let's do this.
When work, man, you can't hesitate when a plan goes awry. That's how people get killed.
Awry.
That's what Archie's here for, because Six would have been like, I'm still going to try to lie.
All right.
Actually, before we go any further, how do you say that word? Because I've never heard it heard or seen it spelled. Oh, it's a rye. Okay. I've never heard it. I've only seen it spelled.
Dude, happens to me all the time.
A-W-R-Y.
All the fucking time.
Auri.
So it's spelled.
Happens to me all the time. I had a professor laugh at me because I mispronounced a word once, and I was like, I've only ever seen it read. Don't make me feel stupid. It was a synonym for incorporeal. Ethereal.
What'd you
say? I think
ethereal?
I said etherreal.
Oh my god, you're stupid.
Fuck you.
Idiot. God, what a fucking doofus.
God, what a dummy.
You know what? Ugh. In my defense, I think I might have actually said ethereal, but like hesitated on it or something. I don't know.
That's all right. I used to, what is it? Sedentary? Is that how you say that
word?
Yeah,
it's sedentary. Yeah.
Sedentary.
I always said it was sedentary because I'd never.
Sedentary.
I always had trouble with
proper
adjacent because looking at it, it's spelled like adjective. So I would always say adjacent.
I mean, at the end of the day, all of these problems are just because English is a really shitty language.
Yeah. See, I just learned to read from a young age, so I think I have that up on you guys.
Yeah. Oh, you learned to read from a... Yeah, okay, because that's the issue.
Yeah, it's not our fault that you guys are illiterate.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, what's that... Actually, before you tell me what that damage is, Mark Bark, what are you doing?
Just before the student who is trying to close the door is able to fully close it, I use Eldritch Blast on the door to try to just blast it off its hinges.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Like this. Dope. Yeah. So what... I'm going to say it's a fucking door. You're not tied up or anything, so you're going to be able to hit it. So... Actually, yeah, just give me an attack roll. And basically, I just have a... I have a difficulty set that you'll have to surpass in order for this to happen. So, yep, okay, I got a number.
So, all right, hold on. Let me make sure I got the rules right here. So I roll the d20, and then what do I add to it?
You should add your charisma to the roll.
Okay, so it'd be +5.
No, I think it's spell...
Plus proficiency.
Spellcasting modifier, which...
On your sheet, it should... I think I did put... on your first page, it'll say... Eldritch Blast, and then it'll say plus like 5 to hit, and then it'll be your damage.
Yeah, so it says +5 to hit.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
That's it.
And that's your... So,
so
that
I rolled
is your,
a 12, so it'd 17. Be plus 5. So
okay, 17. Very nice. Okay, you move your hands around, and this purple energy arcs between your fingertips, and you Kamehameha it forward, basically, and this beam of... purple energy blasts forward and splashes against the wall in these wild eldritch arcs. And this door handle that this one guy is holding onto slips out of his hand, and the door flies open so much that it slams against the other wall as it goes fully open. What is that damage that you got, Archie?
8.
You bring your axe in towards this blue robe Nyx inheritor, and it connects. You slice him across across the chest, but it is primarily superficial. He is still standing, but this shocked look appears on both of their faces. They both ready themselves for this bit of combat. Before combat does start, the one that you struck looks over at the other one and yells, "Bro, sound the alarms!" And the other one looks like he's about to run. I need everyone to roll that good old initiative, please.
18.
14.
My God. Okay, dice don't like me today, guys. That is a... I'm going to get the other set of dice out. This is crap. But that is a 3 plus 0. That's a 3.
Oh, nice. First up in the order is Archie. You've just struck this one Nyx inheritor. What do you do?
Is the other one leaving my threat range?
He has not left yet, but on his turn, it looks like he might.
Swiggity swooty, I'm coming for that booty.
Okay. Swipe and dice.
Non-natural 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
That'll do, pig. That'll do. Another 8 damage.
Jesus.
I'm not even in rage.
Don't know if you need it. All right. That... damaged wizard will
die.
No, he won't die. This first wizard, after you've attacked him a second time, you swiped him the opposite way across his chest as you finish one arc and bring the other across. He certainly looks bloodied, but at this point, it doesn't seem like you could tell in his face that, you know, running might not be an option in the face of his current predicament. So he will reach out his hands, whisper some words as fire spouts from his fingertips and rushes towards all of you. I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Hey.
That's a 5 for old 6.
Wow.
5 for 6.
That's a 9 plus 2.
Oh, so 11. All right.
Math.
And Archie?
13.
13. All right. As we all know, tie goes to the attacker. So, this spell will hit each of you for... Is this good? You can hear it? It's multiple?
Yeah, here we go. We hear it. That's a lot of dice. Quit it.
12 damage.
Dope, 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 dope. Yep.
The trees that kind of decorate this front porch behind you, the trees and planters and everything, instantly ignite. So these fires kind of spark up around you. You don't seem to be worried about it because it's not like it's forest that's going to burn down, but it is really cool looking. So that's the end of Bro Mage's turn. It is now Margbark.
So yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and sling another Eldritch Blast at these fools.
Okay. There is the one that's running away and the one that is currently damaged. Which one would you like to hit?
Let's go for the damaged one.
Okay, go ahead and roll that for me.
That is a 19 on dice.
19 on dice hits. Go ahead and roll that damage.
3.
Wow. Oh, yeah, because you can't add your charisma to it yet. Or no, did you get Agonizing Blast?
Agonizing Blast is on here. Oh. Add my charisma modifier to every hit with Elder's Blast.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead and add that in there. So that should be plus...
So what was it? A 3 plus whatever that is?
Yeah, your charisma, I think you've got, what, 15 charisma? Or no, you might have 16 charisma.
16 charisma.
So that's plus 3.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 damage.
All right.
We got there.
I'm going to say this just so we have it in mind, but I don't want you to change anything for future reference. If it's a DC, if it's equal to it, you save. You don't fail.
Oh.
So if it someone attacking and you equal AC, you hit. If you're trying to save and you equal the DC for the save, you save. So if you equal it, you succeed.
You know what? Let's keep that in the podcast. If I hit someone, whoever I hit, and I said it matches your DC, so whoever rolled 13, was that you, Archie?
Yeah, that was me.
Go ahead and take half that damage then. Okay, cool. So what that means with that extra damage is that as you launch this spell out, you hit this young blue-robed mage directly in the chest. It sends him flying back with this as his purple energy splashes across him. And you can hear that sharp, deep chuckle in the back of your head as this guy slams against the wall and falls down to the ground dead. The other mage that's with him looks down and sees this, and his commitment to running the hell away is only strengthened. And now it's his turn, and he is going to book it.
Wait, is he doing leaving threat range?
I would say you guys got, I mean, Archie with his melee attack on the first one was close enough to the others. 6, you wouldn't be. So Archie, go ahead and roll it.
There's a 9 hit.
You swipe. This guy is able to dodge out of the way quickly enough and make his way through the open door. He will turn around as soon as he gets about 15 feet inside, and he'll conjure this spectral hand that comes off from his own hand and slam the door behind himself. And then you will see this sort of magical shimmer against the door.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Can I command my coat of arms because I get to interact with an object freely to use my coat of arms hands to mage hand that sucker, keep it open?
I think you already used your reaction, so no, not at this point. So the door does slam before we're able to do anything else. And now the three of you are standing with this dead body in front of this shut, shimmering door. It's not like the door is shimmering. It's a magical sort of barrier that has come up.
Well, it looks like we got to go around.
Huh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wasn't how that was supposed to go. I had a plan. Just didn't work.
Do you guys have any bright ideas?
Oh, yeah, never follow the plan. It always fails.
Going around may be the only option, but going around to where? I guess we gotta search the outside of the building at this point.
Yeah,
I'll look for a window.
It does have windows, like, on either side of this door. The sort of old cathedral-esque leaded glass windows.
Stained glass? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
There's a reason I have stained glass, because stained glass is no stronger than regular glass, so I was just going to jump through the motherfucker.
No, it's like the small little diamonds that are, it just has lead around it. I mean, which would still be no stronger than typical windows.
I gesture to the window, and then I hit it with my cane.
As you go to hit it with your cane, that same shimmer that was on the door flashes up on the window.
Hmm.
They always make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Hey, Marg.
That's a good try.
Margie.
No.
Margo. Margaret.
What?
Do you have something for this shimmering light that we see here? I kind of poke it. I can't say that I do. With my hand, I poke it.
It shimmers around where you put your finger at it.
Okay, so I can touch it.
It seems decently impenetrable. I've never seen a shimmer like this. So, a force field, if you will.
So this is where you could roll something like Arcana or like ask me questions about it, and then I could tell you like rolls to tell you what your knowledge is of these sorts of things. So if there's anything that you'd like to do around that, you could just, you know, whatever you can think of to find out information about these sorts of things, or whatever you think your character might know.
Archie's just walking around the vicinity of the entrance, just bonking random places with his cane.
nice. I'm gonna see what Six knows about it as well, while Mark thinks of something he can do. And I rolled a nat one. Awesome.
You didn't even give me an idea of what you were trying to do. You're just like, I'm going to roll for knowledge about this.
I just
want
to see if I knew what the shimmer was. Obviously, I've never seen the shimmer.
You experience your first naturally given headache as you try and think too hard.
Okay, cool. Got it. I take 13 damage. Oh, I'm down. God. Shit. No, 17 damage. That's how much I take.
Might this force field of sorts have some kind of weakness to other magical items?
Go ahead and roll Arcana.
All right, while he does that, I'm going to give everybody 5 hit points back using my channel divinity. So,
very nice.
Yeah, everybody gets 5 hit points
that's
back.
That's a 10 on dice plus nothing.
For Arcana?
Wait, no. Hold on. Minus 1?
Oh, because it's intelligence based?
Yeah.
So you have a 9. You do know that magical barriers, you know, with a powerful enough magic, they can be taken down. But you don't know what would do that.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
I haven't told you yet, but I carry a magical item with me everywhere I go. And you see Mark Bark kind of hold out his left hand, and he begins to whisper just some what sounds to you like nonsense. And that hand glows purple. And then all of a sudden, over his left shoulder shoots, almost seemingly out of nowhere, a glowing purple greatsword. And he takes it and swings it at the barrier.
You summon this, and you can feel your connection with this entity as you grip your hands around the hilt, and you swing towards this wall. So what you are currently doing is you are asking the entity to tap into some considerable powers that it has in order to try and breach this. You know what happens when you try and tap into the Eldritch for more than just, you know, simple attacks. And with this, you feel some power wrenched from you as you give some of your life force to try and cut this down. Go ahead and roll me a wisdom saving throw. As you kind of, in your mind's eye, start seeing these visions of things you can't understand.
So that's a 19 on dice plus 2.
Oh, great. Okay. So you swing this sword down, and like I said, you can feel this energy starting to pull from in you, your sort of life essence as you're trying to power this. And even the swing like starts in slow motion. You can feel in your mind.
Yes. I am Batman.
I am Batman. Yeah, thank
Where
you.
Is she?
We're
Where's
Batman.
The drugs? Where's the trigger? You ask for help, and help is freely given. Well, you know it's not free. I'll take what I need.
And you slice through this thing, and as it sort of connects, you can see the shimmer start to tear a bit. But the agreement starts to pop into your head. Are you freely giving of your own energy to commit to this strike?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, I'm willingly... Yeah.
Okay.
Like we need to get to, you know, from point A to point B. This is the way through.
All right. You take 6 psychic damage as you tap into the Eldritch and pull this power from you, and it is leached into the sword, which then slices through this barrier. And it is cut down as the shimmer dissipates outward from your cut. And it seems to have broken it down.
But that's okay, because 6 gave you 5 HP back.
6 did that before the attack.
Holy shit, Mango, that was pretty dope.
Thanks. I told you, I have some secrets.
That's a pretty big secret there, Manganese. I think...
Keep trying, kid. We'll get there.
I feel like...
He's been awake for like... 4 days tops.
Well, more like 2.5 weeks at this point, Archie. Archie reset me. He is my friend. Best friend.
After this, I may sleep for 4 days. He's visibly just drained.
And then after that, you might never wake up. That's a problem for another day.
Can we hear that? We can't hear
that. No, you cannot hear that.
Okay.
Looking confused, Margaret.
Oh, you fucked up.
Got him.
Mark Bark just says, shut up.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Mark Bark. But you did do a good job.
No, not you. Let's move. Let's go. While okay. I have the energy.
All right. Well, Archie and I are very good at opening doors. Archie.
No, you're not.
I am.
I punched the door open.
Because you've become so adept at this, go ahead and give me a check it, strength check at advantage, or just an attack roll at advantage. This is a pretty tough door. It's relatively tall, and you know it's well built. So
I cast guidance on him before he does it.
You cast guidance for a fucking door punch. Okay, great.
I fucking 20. Absolutely.
If it's an attack roll, it's technically a 23.
Okay, yeah, it's attack roll, 23.
Plus the 1d4, plus 1d4.
Which he can use now or he can use later? Oh, he can add one. How long does guidance last?
1 minute.
Okay,
plus
so for a
it's
minute.
A cantrip. I can cast it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. You don't need it. You rear back your fist and... the door splinters a little bit where you connect, but you make sure to do it near the lock because, you know, that's where it's going to break.
See, Margaret, I told you.
Does it open?
The door is wide-ass open now. You no longer see the mage inside, though.
Here's Archie!
Yes, okay, good. He did it. We are very good at opening doors. Marg Bark.
Thank you, Seven.
You're welcome.
I'm already through the door. I'm just there, just back behind me, calling each other the wrong name.
Archie strides through his torn purple cloak, waving behind him as he walks in, the two of you mispronouncing each other's name on the outside. As you look in through this hall, the ceilings are massive. It is an opulent sight in here. Everything is of the highest quality. Any wood you touch is fine mahogany. Actually, it's all purple heart.
Rich
Screw.
Bound leather books.
Yeah, it is very nice.
It's called
in here.
Panther sex.
Made with real panther.
Oh my God. Okay. And the thing that you notice is the sort of portraits that are along the wall. You see the one of Chandri Aberlane, Lord of the Manor. You see one next to him of a young, wiry kid who looks sort of like Chandri, but more like the woman on the other side, who is rather pretty. She looks, she's a very kind face. But the kid in the center of these two paintings.
Hey guys, look at this really interesting painting over here.
Yeah, as you look at it,
made of velvet.
What are you describing? Go ahead.
It's made of velvet. You can tell by the material. It appears to be a whale and a dolphin getting it on. Okay.
Is that a reference to something, or is that just where your mind is?
Yes, it is. Well, sir, that idea ain't worth the velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
Okay.
The fuck is that from?
Talladega Nights.
From Talladega Nights.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that. All right.
How do I not remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yep. Okay.
I'm come at you like a spider monkey. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. That's a great movie. Right. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Back to the thing.
Yeah. No, I remember all those. But okay. The picture is actually of a teenage human male with curly chestnut hair that is kept shaggy. Kind of looks like he's trying to hide his large ears.
What about Scrappy?
What? Scrappy?
Just keep going. Scrappy do.
From Scooby Doo.
Yeah, Shaggy.
I said Shaggy, yeah, okay. And you went with Scrappy, instead of Shaggy.
Yeah.
Like, does he look a little scrappy? Like, maybe he could fight?
No, not at all.
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah.
But is this a velvet painting or is this a real painting?
Keep going. Bye-bye. It's canvas. It's a canvas painting.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the frame look like?
It's really nice. It is wood that is carved intricately and has like the raised portions painted with gold. So it's like gold filigree throughout it.
All right. At this point, Mark Bark is going to say, "Do you two think this would be worth some money?" And starts to just kind of lay his hand on it as if he may want to take it off the wall.
Well, the problem is you'd be tracked as soon as you tried to sell it.
It's also very, very large.
Yeah, I might could find a place to store. You never know. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Maybe we find some other stuff worth more money. He didn't say we couldn't take anything we wanted. Isn't that right, Archie?
More money.
We could take whatever.
I like the sound of that.
Money. Okay.
Money.
Guys are idiots.
All right, do you two got the dollar signs knocked out of your eyeballs?
I don't need money.
Excuse me, the Eider signs? Oh, shit, now I got to make a sign for Eider.
Oh, is it like a little feather?
Just oh, that's perfect. Same. Thank you. Yes.
Like just a little like soft down feather?
Yeah, like, well, it's kind of like it has the little stem at the bottom and the curve at the top and just kind of like lines like the euro going horizontal to it. So it's a very minimalist feather with two lines.
I like it.
In the middle of the feather is just a dollar sign. Okay. All right.
What is fucking... it's a wombat.
It's a wombat. Woogaloo. Feather?
Woogaloo.
A woogaloo.
It's a woogaloo.
Is that it?
Woogaloo. Yeah, it's a woogaloo.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a woogaloo? It's a wombat.
All right. Laughing at our own jokes. What a bunch of idiots. All right. this is a pretty large manor. Like, you can just get from entering the foyer. In this, as you... go outward from this. I had pulled it back from Saint Sebastian. I'm sorry. As you go out in kind of the more open space where these paintings are, you can see, you know, these lush leather chairs. and these beautiful tables with inlaid glass in the center. And then you can see the rooms stretch outward from here and go around the corner down different hallways into different rooms. You imagine, based on the size of this place, that it has to have a pretty big staff in order to keep it clean and running and provide the services necessary. But as you look down these hallways, first off, you don't notice any staff moving about. The movement that you do hear is kind of off in the distance. And the one thing that really stands out to you is that many of the doors down these hallways are already opened. As you move along and try and kind of gather your surroundings in this first area, you do notice, like, peeking into these rooms, that these rooms with the open doors, they've been gone through and ransacked. The Nyx Inheritors are apparently already searching throughout to see if they can find the things that make Eider signs. But yeah, that's what this first section looks like. What is your plan of attack?
Do you even have to ask? It's attack.
What? All right, what is your next move?
Do we hear anything after I punched the door off its hinges?
You briefly hear footsteps and another slamming door off to the right and around a corner. That would be where you would guess the other Nyx Inheritor ran off to, the blue robe. Now as you're in here and you're kind of silent for a moment, you do hear like this low humming that sort of pulsates every now and then.
Well, if I may make a suggestion, since this is obviously a very large place, maybe we split up.
That sounds like a terrible idea. We yeah. should stick together.
I agree, sure. Mogbog.
Okay.
For sure.
Then room by room it is. Mogbog, would you like to choose the first room?
If only I had maybe a coin on me. Does anyone have a coin we could flip and we could just, you know, left or right? Let's leave it up to fate.
I checked the first room on the left.
Okay, just going for it. All right.
I'll bet you a coin, bruv.
Yeah, you...
Fair enough, let's go.
You checked that first room on the left. It has been ransacked. I don't know if I said what direction. I think I said the guy ran off to the right. But like, you checked this first room, it's been ransacked. You could tell like it's basically a sitting room, a lot of formal chairs and things in here, but well, give me a perception check. As you peek in there, Archie,
is it passive?
No, you're actively doing it.
14.
Yeah. As you look in, it seems like all the potentially good stuff has been taken, as any dressers or other sort of containers have been opened in here.
Seems clear.
All right, on to the next one.
You guys gonna head left?
I walk across the hall to the right door and I check in there.
Okay. It's much the same for this first segment. In these rooms directly connected to this sort of extended entryway with this sitting area.
Okay. So when we get into the foyer, let's back this up a little bit, just so I understand. There's stairs that go up.
You don't see stairs here.
Okay, so there's rooms off to the left, rooms off to the right.
Yeah, and so basically, to the left and to the right, you can see down to the next wall where it turns. There are rooms on either side when you get around those sort of corners. So I mean, you got so here's the deal: you can be checking rooms down here. If you want to, like it is, I'll note particularly, important scenarios. So like, you don't need to go searching room by room, but you just need to pick a direction at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just head to the left and start checking those rooms then, if that's kind of how we want to do this.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to bring up the rear and kind of watch behind us while they're opening doors and trying to figure out where we're going. That's my plan as six.
Okay.
It's a good plan.
All right. So you guys head towards the left section of this room and begin to go around the corner. As you do come around this corner, you start to hear this laughter in a room up on the left. You continue your approach.
You say, like, so it's like in front of us on the left? Or
in front of you on the left, yep.
Okay. Okay. There's a difference in like laughter and then creepy ass laughter.
Jovial, actual, like every once in a while you'll hear the clinking of glasses, a joke being told. Yeah, laughter.
We're still in our cloaks.
Should we go join the party?
Wait. We're still in our cloaks, right?
Yes, the two of you are.
I have an idea.
Let's hear it.
All right. Just be ready for anything. I open the door and says, it is I, normal human Jason. How are you people?
It's a good callback that's certainly, I guess, kind of worked before.
Hello, dear listener. This is Will again, aka the Voice of Six, and your editor for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the 11th episode in our very first campaign, The Never There. If you want to find out more about the world of your set and the continent of Lear, you can find a bunch of nerdy world building info at NetherRealm.com. Our next episode comes out in 2 weeks on Monday, December the 19th. If you're enjoying the podcast, follow us on your favorite platform so you don't miss any episodes or the bonus content we release regularly. Now, please enjoy the rest of this episode right after hearing this message from one of your favorite new characters.
Hi, my name is Bart, and this is my magical dating profile. I am 100% into sorceresses, so if you've got that wild magic, I'm into it. And I'm single and ready to mingle. So, if you're into me, let me know. But if you're not, go ahead and share this recording with all of your female friends. They're gonna love me.
You announce this as you walk into the room. What you see as you step around here is basically a very nice den setup. There's a couple of elk heads mounted on the walls in here. There are these very nice bookcases, a large desk. But right in the center, around this lower sort of coffee table height table, there's quite a few comfortable looking lounge chairs. And three of them are three green robed students that look up to you when you enter, each of them seeming to drink from this very nice decanter that is set on the coffee table. And they look over at you, and one says, Jason? Did we share any classes?
I'm going to... As he asks that, I'm just going to look at him and say, out loud, 1, 2... Three. We don't need to do anything yet, but there's three. I just say that out loud.
The one
I'm
looks
Jason. Oh, I'm new.
Okay. The other one next to him kind of nudges him and says,
"Bro, why would you have any classes with a purple? You're a green."
Oh, hey, as I'm new, what is the hierarchy of the colors? I know purple's the lowest, because that's me, but I still haven't learned everything.
Yeah, you're on the low end of the totem pole. Basically, you got purples, and you got... Shit. Oh, greens is us. Wait, yes. Greens? And then you got blues... And then the reds right at the top.
Ooh, okay. So what if you just gave me your three green cloaks?
Why would we give you our cloaks?
Because like, if you don't, he's going to hurt you.
Okay, Archie.
I walk in with my battle axe.
Very nice. You walk in with the battle axe and all of them look at each other and they go,
I think we all had philosophy together. And trust me when I say death comes for all men.
Roll intimidation.
Yeah, that sounds like an advantage.
I'm not going to give it advantage because it's very good, but I want to give it disadvantage because you're in purple robes, but like you're bloodied. So I'll go ahead and give it. It's normal. It's normal.
Well, it's a natural 20.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, wow. That's so good.
They all drop their fine, fine scotch on the ground and it shatters.
That's wasteful. I believe we call
it potty foul. Yes. I punch one of them in the nuts.
Okay, so these sitting guys, you just walk up to, they're lounging back, and you slam your fist down.
And I say potty foul, yes.
You punch him in the nuts. Okay, this guy.
I mean, I assume he's drunk. It shouldn't be that. Okay, good. Perfect.
This guy pukes, and it gets on you.
Okay, I use. Where does it get on me?
He kind of keels.
The cloak that's the cloak that's over me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
Not the coat of arms.
No, not the coat of arms.
I take off said pukey cloak, and I drape it over him as I pull his green cloak off.
Okay, yeah, you forcibly remove this from this guy. They're all just stricken back in their seats. Mark Bark, are you still standing in the hallway?
Oh, no, I've entered the room at this point. Obviously standing out as I don't have any robes on.
Okay,
hey, Margo. Can you help me tie these guys up?
Sure, I'm actually pretty good with the knot.
All right, you guys begin to... The other two start pulling off their robes very quickly.
That 20 intimidation roll was clutch as fuck.
That was great.
They begin pulling off their robes very quickly.
I don't know that we need to be fighting all these guys, that was clutch as hell.
It's pretty clutch. And they just kind of, they put their robes, they fold them and put them on the coffee table. and they put their hands up and they lean back as you two begin tying them up. So now you all have green robes. What do you do with the guy who's been punched in the nads?
It was so worth it. So worth it. You just say I did that to get puked on.
I kind of pat him on the shoulder and say, I'm terribly sorry about that, but thank you for the robes.
He looked at you. It seems like he sobered up very well, and he goes, "That was pretty painful."
Yeah, it looked like it hurt. I don't have a penis, but if I did, I feel like I wouldn't want to be hit there.
I'm so glad this is the track that we're going on. You guys tie up.
Oh, I thought that was the guy talking.
That he doesn't have a penis. You thought Will was doing him?
No. I thought the guy I punched in the dick was saying, I'm so glad this is the track we're going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm really into this.
Please don't edit that out. All right. So you guys tie these fellas up. Go ahead and, Mark Bark, you go ahead and give me a survival roll for these knots. Do it at advantage because you're being helped out by six.
That's a 19 on dice.
Okay. You tie up some very good sailor's knots, on these guys, with your experience in them. You know that they've been fastened pretty well. You tie their legs up at the bottom and around their ankles, to the base of the chairs. And they seem pretty secure as far as you can tell. Now that you've taken care of these guys, you guys now have three green robes.
I fucking cut chunks of rope up and I gag them with it.
Yep. Smart. Okay. I was going to do something similar, but that works.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I'm using rope because that way if they resist, I can just pull really fucking hard and it'll force them to...
Yuck.
Yep.
Yeah, you stuff their mouths.
Cheeks don't stop. Cheeks don't stop fullers. Yep.
You guys you guys gag them.
The things that Bruce knows, just like he said that with so much confidence, like, oh Bruce, what are you
try it, dude. Try to stop yourself. You won't see. You can't, man.
That's very true.
I hurt myself.
I know, right? It sucks if you try it.
Yeah, so very, very tied up, very gagged. You guys now have three green robes, and as you look around this room, First off, you see the very nice scotch in a beautiful decanter on the coffee table. It is etched glass, and if you take a sip, you could tell that it's very old. If you're that kind of person that can tell that kind of shit.
I have a sip.
Oh, it is smooth, smoky, with a very nice oak finish, but a slight hint of like
fuck,
tobacco.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, damn, it's been years since I've had a good scotch.
Is that an alcohol?
Yes. You want to try some? It's very good. I would highly recommend it.
Well, I would love to try some. I'd say we take it for later, because right now I'm... I think a lightweight, I believe is what the term is. I'll probably not do well in battle with you guys. Looks like we're going to have to fight.
What a brilliant idea. I'll put this in my bag for later. It really feels like it gives me a bit of energy.
If I had to guess, that's worth about 3,000 Eider.
Yeah, it's a good guess for someone who knows nothing about money.
Did I say 3,000? I meant 40,000 Eider.
Yes, exactly. Exactly 40,000 Eider. It would make you make you a barony.
Archie just rolls his fucking eyes.
As you roll your eyes, you get a better view of the room. This room, it seems like these guys have not gone through everything in here yet. Seems like they found the scotch, and that's where they stopped their current search.
There's a lesson here, Six. Don't drink on the job.
Understood.
Always drink on the job.
I'm gonna check the rest of the room. I'm gonna start searching out, as I imagine we all do, right?
Yep. One person can roll at advantage since everyone's helping them. Investigation is what you're going to use.
I'm just gonna watch.
Wait. Before I roll, what's your investigate? Is that too okay? Fuck
it's
it.
Not too metagame. We can do whoever is best at it can use it. I'm fine with that because they'll be helping.
I am not good at investigating. I'm negative one.
Okay, I'll do it.
There you go. So do it at advantage.
I think Bruce is going to be the same way with me. So I got a 12.
Well, Archie's guarding the door.
And a 5. 12 and a 5.
Okay, so 12. As you're looking around, you find... you start pulling the drawers on the desk. All of them, most of them, open up immediately. With they've got papers, paperweights, various knickknacks and pins and, I guess, quills and inks inside them. One drawer on the bottom right of the desk is locked. You do see a keyhole on it.
Hey, Archie.
Yeah.
I'll watch the door. Come unlock this.
Thieves tools, right. Yeah, I'll check it out with some thievy tools rolls. Apparently I'm not. I break a lockpick.
Oh, tink.
Dun-dun. I got a nine. Yeah, I got a nine. So,
As you're kind of going at this, for some reason, given the circumstance, and it could just be a very hard lock, it's currently beyond your skill.
All right, cool.
But it's a wooden desk.
Archie, it doesn't seem like that worked. Maybe try your axe key.
I hit it with my axe.
All right, go ahead and...
Hand axe, not great axe.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and roll. Roll that hit.
Okay, I got...
The whole desk breaks.
Yeah. Oh, you open it.
You find right? 7 rubies, because it was all hidden throughout the desk. Oh.
I got a 16 to hit.
Okay. You bring your hand axe back.
It's not like the desk is dodging you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it, right? Like, unless you rolled a nat 1, in which case it just kind of, I don't know. I think with a nat 1, you would still hit the desk. It just, this is just how finesse-y you did it. And you did it good. So you clonk this thing right near where the keyhole is. And you can hear something fall out of the back of it. You open it up. And then inside is quite a few gems. It's...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a pretty big variety in here. As you look through them, you would know at least in Port Wayworth on the black market, it would run for 300 Eider, this amount of gems.
Oh, shit.
I look at it. There's a slight pause. So these were ours already, right, guys?
I believe he said whatever we found we could keep. That's my interpretation of the bullshit that Chandru said.
Did you just say bullshit?
You've taught me many curse words.
My boy's growing up. I look at Mark Barg and I say, all right, so it's about 300 Ida worth here of these gems. So we'll split it three ways and we get it sold off. Sound good?
That seems like the reasonable thing to do.
I slipped.
You can have my portion, Archie.
I'll take his portion.
Archie can have my portion.
Well, yeah,
consider Mark, I'll take his portion.
Maybe
we'll split his portion evenly. That's the fair thing. If he doesn't want it, then we'll just have to split.
I want my
portion. Right, but I got it open.
No. You've already given it up.
I would like my portion.
No takes backsies.
We're rock, paper, scissors, what we got here. We've got more important things to worry about.
Okay,
I slipped it into my back.
What else is there to look at in this
to
room?
To steal!
What else can we steal? The guys are still tied up. Right there.
Yeah. So, okay. As you look around for things to actually steal, there's a lot of fine things in this room. There's a few books on the shelves, some finer tapestries. The rug, I mean, my God, rugs are expensive. And this one, probably real expensive. But the thing that stands out the most is a fine black leather sack that's folded on the bookshelf.
Dibs. I go.
Yes, let's keep that. I like that. That's funny.
I open it up.
You open it up and you don't see the bottom.
Oh, guys. Guys. I put my whole arm in there.
Sinks down into it, baby.
Hey, do you know what this is?
Nope, looks like a black bag to me.
I know exactly what that is. I've heard tales of these and have only dreamed to come across one.
This is, it's a normal bag.
No, look, it is much, much more than that.
Oh, do you know what it is?
That is a bag of infinite storage. They have a certain magical name for them. I don't care what it is or remember, but I've heard tales.
As you pull out your hand, Six, you notice that it is all moldy. So what you actually have is a bag of molding.
Okay.
He's been holding that joke for 3 fucking years too, everybody.
Yeah. He's done it twice. Ladies and gentlemen.
Failure.
Okay. Yeah, 100% what you've got. Is a bag of holding. You've been begging me one for years. Here you go.
Seems useless. And I thought, I'm just kidding.
I catch it.
No. Mark Bart, would you hold on to this?
Absolutely, I would.
Archie, are you okay with this?
Yeah, sure. I can hold things just fine.
Good.
Don't need a bag to do
it. We can probably use this to store all our plunders. Is that the right word, plunders?
So technical question here, as you put more and more things in the bag, does the bag get heavier?
Nope.
No.
Fuck no.
It's
no.
Basically okay. A pocket dimension.
Good.
It's broke as shit, and it's a way to have all of our stuff be stored and Tanner not have to worry about weight of us.
Yep. It's good. So those are the only kind of groups of things that you see in here that kind of tickle you.
Mark that down.
Fancy.
Make sure you mark that down. Frazier.
What?
That you have the bag of holding.
Oh,
I will remember,
true.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I won't forget, so, for sure. That plays to my character very well.
Nice. The only other things in here are the three drunk dudes. You guys have tied them up. You've gagged them too.
Yes, we did.
What are you doing?
You know, I once saw a guy crawl into one of those and never saw him again. All right, I walk out of the room.
So, any inquiries to the drunkos before you leave this room?
I think we stuck stuff in their mouth, so I'm gonna take it out. Hey, where do we go to find the ritual area? I guess.
The one guy that you're trying to talk to, he seems to have sobered up a little bit. Sound like I said, yeah, sobered,
in situation.
Sobered up.
Sobered
yeah.
up.
So he's looking up with you, up at you, and he's you know, very wary at this point. But
don't make me punch you in the dick too.
He looks down at his crotch and back up at you and nods. I've still got to do a little bit of a drunk because it's not going to make you completely sober, right? So, okay, here we go. Look, if you're trying, the ritual is outside, the inside outside, right? So it's in the
courtyard.
Yes, thank you. Courtyard. It's in the courtyard. You're doing it in the courtyard. And they're
these
just
rich fuckers always got a courtyard in their damn fucking houses.
Hey, wait, you don't like rich people either?
No, I love them because they're stupid and they make me more rich.
Well, wait, we're using this place to get more rich too, so why don't we just join together on the just join us?
Well, that is a proposition. But to be quite frank, I don't like you fuckers. You complain too much. You don't go out and just earn it. All I heard from all you people in your robes was, oh, it's so hard, my dad, oh, no. And what you do, burn a fucking town down that you could have used. You could have used this as your stronghold. Instead, you made everybody angry with you. You used no finesse. You didn't do anything worth skilling. There's no skill here.
But we've got magic.
That's even worse. You have magic and you're complaining about debt. You know what I got? Me bare fucking hands. No debt.
You've got no debt. No debt at all.
No debt?
He looks you up and down.
I mean, I might have one to society. Yeah, that's a bit of a gray area.
All right, there it is. he shakes his head. Fine, I've got nothing else to say to you. I thought we could have had a beautiful relationship, but if this is not something that you're going to commit to just because you think, oh, they're young and complaining, wah, wah, then fuck you.
I reach down and grab whatever we had him gagged with and stuff it back in his mouth. And
thanks, Mogbog. Appreciate it.
Put my foot on him and just say, what do we do with these what do we do with these witnesses now? Less witnesses are better.
I don't think they're of any danger to us.
You know what? I like the way you think, Mogbog.
Well, I think we've gotten the information we need from him either way, so we should head to the courtyard.
That's fair. Maybe we should lock these guys up in, like, a closet? Is there a closet?
Yeah, there's a closet connected to this room.
Let's put them in there. I don't believe in killing, if I don't have to.
That's why I do all the killing.
Okay, Six, help me with this one. And we pick him up and throw him in the closet.
Okay. Yeah, you guys putting all three
Can
of them
I
in
pick
the closet?
The other two up?
Yeah, all three of them in there. Just shove them in there.
Okay, so you untie them from the chair, kind of bundle them up so they're not going to be able to move. Arms behind backs, ankles tied, gagged, and you throw them in the closet where hopefully someone will find them or they will likely
perish.
Eat it. Yeah.
Okay, so I lean into the closet before shutting it, and I say, I see you again, and your lies are forfeit.
The one that you haven't talked to and also haven't punched in the nuts, he's like trying to get your attention. He's the one you toss in the farthest corner, so he's nodding up at you.
No funny business. I walk over. I have a hand axe in my hand. And I prepare to smack this fucker if he starts speaking any draconic magic-y shit. I'll know it's a language I don't understand, so, like, you see, I might not understand he's casting a spell.
I better understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Yeah,
son.
I'll know he's speaking some gobbledygook, and I'm gonna crack him in his fucking head if he does.
He better not do's.
Bro, look, I get it. This is like some wild stuff that everything's going on. And like, yeah, we're a bunch of assholes. Sure, fine. Cool. I can help you. I don't want to be tied up in this closet, especially not when Dormloud comes. So like, I can help you. There's like places, you know, we got a dude
badass guy locked up in the cellar. So, like, I can help you.
Hold on. All right. Start over and be less panicked.
Oh, okay.
Take a dip. Center, take a breath.
Center. Okay. Just like Mom says, you gotta be okay with the self to be okay with the universe.
When he says that, I look back at Six and Margaret Bargain, and I just give him like a gesture that says, see what I'm fucking talking about?
Okay, so, like, there's this captain of the guard guy. We took him to the cellar. There are also dudes down there trying to get into the armory. And then there's also more of our dudes upstairs with this smart guy, like historian. They've got this historian locked up, and he might have some shit. And like, that's all the people that are in here. So, I mean, I could maybe, if I think real hard about it, give you like the exact numbers of everyone that's guarding these places. But like, that's the gist. The other two that are with him, even the guy who looks very pained because of his crushed cherries, they're like shaking their head at him and they just look very disappointed. They look betrayed.
All right, kid. I want you to look me right in my eyes. You're not going to do anything funny, right?
I swear on my name, the name of my father, young Daniel, that I will not do anything weird.
All right, if I untie you and I take you out of here and you make me regret it, I'm going to cleave your fucking head in two. You understand?
Yeah.
Look me in my eyes. Am I lying?
No.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to pick him up by his arms in a manner that's not as rough as I dealt with the other two. I'm going to walk him out of the closet and I'm going to shut it.
Nice. Okay. So here's the gist. Upstairs, we got four dudes on the old dude. Downstairs, we got one dude trying to get into the armory. I don't know if he got in or if they sent more reinforcements down there, but that's the last I checked, okay? And then that's it. Then we got like a heap of dudes in the... Why am I forgetting the name of the courtyard? Jesus.
Courtyard.
We got like a buttload of dudes in the courtyard. Each of them have different roles to play, right? In the summoning. I don't know if you're just trying to get in on this, like if you want some of that good old Dormlaut action, or if like you're trying to stop it. Either way, I don't care at this point, right? Like, I just want to not have my nuts crushed.
Yeah, that's a valid want.
I want to have kids. Younger Daniel Younger.
That's admirable.
I didn't mean to like put that many things around the like, yeah, okay.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
All right, so
wait, is this guy leading the way?
No, I mean, you've given him like, he's given you three different locations that you could check out. Two of them are in the basement, and one is upstairs. Which direction would you like
to go? Are there any points of interest that we need to look at before we go to these locations he's pointed out?
These are them.
Okay. Sweet. So he's giving us the places that we should probably check out. There's not really, we don't need to stop and check out every room. Dope.
He is the arrow to the plot. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's one upstairs, two downstairs, and courtyard. So technically four locations.
For sure, courtyard is last.
Yeah, I feel
right?
like courtyard like out, should be last. I feel like downstairs has the immediate first to me for some reason.
That's because there's another guy there who could potentially be an
extra
sword.
There's a guy upstairs, too.
He's not a sword
in
the fight.
Multiple
though.
Guys upstairs, right?
We're talking about like potential allies when we say guys.
So there's one guy
upstairs.
Yeah. Well, there may be a potential ally downstairs, and there may be a potential ally upstairs, and there may be potential bad guys in both areas, and there may be a potential bad guy trying to.
Yeah,
get into the
say armor. Potential ally means there is a potential enemy. So,
but the let's sword do them captain, one at a time, or the, maybe the guard captain is the one that we should release first. Let's go there first, and we can check out the downstairs rooms. I say we do that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, except for one thing. And that's the last guy who was apparently, like, some badass turned out to be a church guard.
Well, he wasn't the captain.
But the armory is down there either way, so...
Oh, let's do it. Let's go.
Yes. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the armory first.
Okay.
That way, if he sucks, we still got badass weapons.
All right, go ahead.
He was going to say, if he sucks, we'll just kill him and leave.
YD, can you go ahead and take this... To the armory?
What's that? His poem name?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
you get that? I like abbreviations.
Okay. Yeah, I mean technically it's one syllable shorter, so cool. I've never had a nickname before. So thanks. Pal. I'll lead the way. Follow me. He starts to make his way around the corridor. He's not, like, trying to go very fast, keeping up a decent pace, knowing that a throwing axe, a hand axe, could easily be thrown into his spine. He eventually leads you to what looks like a pretty innocuous door, one that's, you know, probably typically used by servants going in and out, and he leads you downstairs, down this spiral staircase as you get down. It's pretty dark and cool down here. There's some torchlight along the walls, some sconces. But eventually you make it down into this, you know, smooth stone areas. And he looks around. And as you look off in the distance, some of the corridors, some of the rooms get a little dark. And he's like, okay, look, I'm not going to shout out. Like, I'm kind of hoping that with this sort of deal we've made, I won't get punched in the nuts. B, a tip would be cool. But if not, that's okay. It's up to you.
I can tell you right now, I've known Archie for, I don't really like killing people. Archie, in the two.
Dude, I'd rather. Boy, I fucking
weeks,
love it.
I'd rather be dead than punched in the nuts,
I've known him for
3 weeks.
One, really? Oh, wow. Either way, well, you might get punched in the nuts and dead. I know him very well.
He's done good so far. No reason to punch him in the nuts. All right.
I nonchalantly walk in front of him and cup check him. But not hard, you know, just like enough to scare him.
Yeah, roll
it.
So,
like a buddy's hat.
Roll to hit. Roll to hit at advantage. So d20 plus your proficiency modifier.
As he does, just I'm talking.
12 plus 2 is 14.
All right, a tip.
Oh, that was the tip, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's your tip. Watch your nuts. Watch your nuts.
I just say, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, but really, here's a tip for you. When you're surrounded by three guys who could easily make you not exist anymore, you probably shouldn't try to bargain.
Right, so let's just go down this way. We'll make our way to the armory. Your voice got higher.
Because my
suck it up, kid.
My nuts
Let's
did.
Go.
All right. Okay. So, okay. All right. We're going to be quiet. But, like, last I checked, or last I was told, right? In the armory, one dude. But he's a red. Okay. Big, big bad boy in the group. Cool. You get me? So, like, maybe stealth, knock him in the back of the head, something like that. Like, don't kill him, but, like, you know, please.
Please what?
Don't kill him.
So, kill him is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, please do not kill him. Like, it's just a dude, you know? Like, knock him out.
Like, do you know this guy?
Yeah.
Are you friends?
I mean... He's my superior, technically.
So we'll kill him.
I mean, if it keeps you from killing me and punching me in the nuts, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. But, like, I find
you see what I mean? They got superiors, but they're all equal.
I mean, it's just he knows.
We'll try not to kill him.
Dang.
I don't really want to kill.
Could he be useful?
All right, whatever, man. And he leads you up a little ways. There's two ways the corridor leads. It splits off in with a wall in the center. And over on the right side, he starts creeping up, lowers himself.
All right. If we're going to do this and not alert him or the other guys, we got to go quietly.
Aren't we in green robes?
Purple.
No. I think
oh, no,
took
we
the
took
other guy's
green
robes. This guy's naked. Fuck. Okay, cool.
If we're going to go up, you guys go first because, like, I'm in my skivvies. So, like, you got it, right?
Is there any certain passwords? They mentioned passwords, like Cougar Melon.
Oh, yeah, everything for the basement. Like, the only ones that I know is Dread Bubble.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fart.
I mean, well, yeah, I guess bubble. If you put it that way, it was just like we just smushed.
Hold it bubbling in your gut when you had too much to drink the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And you really dread it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really know the feeling. I think I might. I don't know.
This has been these cloaks like pull over your shoulder cloaks?
No, they're full coverage. You can bring a hood up and everything like that. They're like robes. They're essentially robes that I've just been calling cloaks.
Okay. Yeah. I take the robe that I'm wearing off and I put it back on the guy.
Okay. Dude, oh, thanks.
And I say to the group, I say, all right, this is what we're going to do. You're going to take me up to him, making it seem like I'm your prisoner and you found me snooping around. Because he'll recognize you, maybe, but he probably won't recognize the other two, so he'll wonder who they are, but with you, maybe it'll lull him into a false sense of ease. And then when you get close enough, I'm going to smack the shit out of him.
Okay.
Does that work for you too?
Sounds good.
I could cast a spell on him.
You know, hey, YD.
Yeah.
Can people like you tell when spells are being cast on them?
Depends on whether or not it's verbal, or semantic. That's semantics. Go ahead.
Let's go with your plan.
All right. I put my hands behind my back with a hand axe. The hand axe still in one of them.
Okay.
Because I can't knock. Actually, no. You know what? I'll have my cane mace in one of them. Because I can kind of sort of hide that and still use it if I just hold it close against my back, like vertically, because I'm big.
Yeah.
And I say, all right, lead me up to the red. And like I said, I'm going to knock the shit out of him. Hopefully that'll catch him off guard if it doesn't knock him out completely. And we'll go ahead and we'll roughen him up.
Okay.
And we'll go about a business.
All right. So with a plan in order, the four of you begin walking up to this guy.
Before that, I take a, I'm gonna make this convincing. I take, one of my hand axes and I put like a cut, slight, like not, super deep, obviously, but like a superficial cut that looks like I've been in a scrap with these guys. So I basically just cut myself in front of you guys and I'm not like even wincing in pain. So that, you know, that's probably creepy, but make it look real, eh?
He smiles while he does it. Okay.
Oh, no, he's definitely grimacing. Like, this is fucking shit, but gotta do what we gotta do.
Okay. The four of you approach. Young Daniel walks up, and he says, good day, sir. Young Daniel reporting for duty. I got some people that I've been told need to be locked up in the armory and not with the captain. Makes sense, right? And the red that you, like, as you walk up, you notice, you know, guy in red robes, but he's sitting here trying to mess with the lock. He stands up and he looks at you guys, looks back at the door, and you hear a very loud knock and then a click as the door unlocks. And he goes, why am I just hearing about this?
Because your stupid followers just fucking caught me.
Yes, we took him down. He is bad boy.
Who are you?
New recruit.
Uh-huh. Name?
Name's Jason.
Okay. Cool. Go ahead.
This is Marg.
So young Daniel is going to roll persuasion. He'll do it at advantage because you guys are helping and there's a bit of a facade. Young Daniel. All right.
He's about to become a face.
Young Daniel.
The red-robed student, the Nyx inheritor before you, he looks at all of you, and the door that he has just unlocked with a spell creaks open inward a little bit, and he dives in the door and attempts to shut it behind himself.
Six is not going to let that happen if he can.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Yep, the three of you, or you, young Daniel's not going to do anything. So Marg, Bark, and Six, if you would like to try something, you can. Based on the size of this corridor and your positioning, you won't be able to do anything, Archie.
I'll try my same strategy as last time. I'll just Eldritch Blast that door wide open.
Okay.
No, sir.
Go ahead and not roll to hit.
Now, can I help him to, like, can I also hit the door to Ooh. Give him an advantage on this roll or something?
Well, hitting the door is easy.
Is it?
It's just whether or not, I guess, your spell is stronger force than...
Than what he... Yeah, I mean, you could slam into it as well and see, and that'll give it advantage. Sure, I'll allow that.
Okay.
Right. Well, I rolled a 2.
Okay.
Nope.
With advantage, so roll again.
Rolled a 9.
Okay.
Plus
what? My charisma, which is 5.
So 5. 14.
Yeah, 14.
All right. You see this door. He gets in real quick and tries to swing it behind him. Your Eldritch Blast comes out and you hear the door click right as this spell, this cantrip splashes against the door. You can see it arcing through, the knots and everything in the door, but it does not break it or swing it open.
Son of a bitch.
God, every time we try to do things the right way, it doesn't turn out good at all.
That's why I tell you, you should just fucking hit him.
Young Daniel looks back at you guys and go, guys, I...
Don't worry. I got this. I go over the door with my lock picking set.
Okay. All right. You're not getting in here, you ruffians. You're too old.
Now that's ageist.
Yeah, well...
I'm also I'm a college boy.
Clever. I got an 18 on my thieves' tools.
Click, 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 click. The door unlocks.
I kick that mother... No, I punch that motherfucker open.
Okay. All right, go, roll the hit. We'll just see how much force you put forward into this pouch.
12.
Plus your... did you add your...
I get proficiency because it's a... No,
you're proficient at punching doors.
14.
Yeah, at this point he is. Okay. He's punched a lot of them.
Yeah. You punch the door open and you see him as soon as he jumps out the way. He starts making this spell in his hands, flames flickering, and you see this ball of fire get larger and larger. And he says, take one more step and I will singe you into nothing but burnt crisps.
How far away am I from him?
At this point, he's bounced back about 10, 15 feet. As you look into the room, it's not very large. You can see there's basically just shelves and things lined on the wall. It is a pretty well-stocked armory. But trying to run through the rows of weaponry and things like that would be a little difficult.
So,
but nothing is between you and him.
That's what I was... Yeah, okay, all right.
So I think the most appropriate thing is to try to be diplomatic. Wait, listen, we're not here to hurt anyone. We're here to help. I would like to help you.
Tanner, while he's talking, I prepare an action to rage and charge this guy if he, in any way, shape, or form, seems like he is about to attack us.
Okay.
Aside, obviously, if he twitches, basically, it's on.
Go ahead.
Bro, if you ever see the spell Fireball cast, Frazier, by the way, just run.
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Or get very close so you take them with you.
If Tanner uses the word Fireball, just...
So
right, just go ahead, just okay, gotcha.
Six. Go ahead and roll persuasion. And
at
it, it's not to save his life. It is a normal roll.
Well, it would save his life, because if he hit me with it, it'd take him with
it. It is, but it's not like, it's not.
I know, it's not actually a helpful. Yeah. Yeah, it's not for his good. Yeah, I know.
Whew, okay. That is a 17 on dice, plus zero, minus one. So, oh. 16.
All right, it was a 16. I was like, oh shit. All right. He begins to take a step back and kind of lowers his hand. It still has the ball of fire moving around in him, and says, I will guarantee our mutual destruction if you make any moves. I will burn this down.
Why, though? That seems very silly.
Because...
Do you have no self-preservation?
We've worked too hard for this for some... whoever you are to come in and derail it.
Oh, I look forward to meeting Dormlaut.
Huh. Don't we all? What do you want?
Right, Mark? He's been telling me so many good things.
Yes, very much so. I'm very intrigued to meet this person. Person?
Entity.
This entity.
We are just here to meet Dormlaut. That's it. Once we do that, we're gone. Bye.
He's right, you know. We don't come meaning you any harm. We're looking for information.
Go ahead and either one of you can roll deception at advantage. Probably
how's
should
your
be
deception there, Fraser?
I feel like, yeah, that my deception would be...
Mine's negative one.
Oh, mine's plus five. I'll roll it.
Yes! At advantage, roll two.
So that's a 16 on die, so 21. All right, cool. Yeah, I'll take the first one.
Okay.
All right. That was a three.
you could see this fireball that he's holding is now singeing his gloves. The embers are flicking off some of the leather. And he brings his hands around each other, and the fireball starts to dissipate. He scratches his forehead and says, I don't know who you are. If it is that you're just trying to meet Dormlaut, it is very strange that you've found out about this little operation, about that particular part of it. So, why don't you...
Zeke invited us here personally.
Huh. Why didn't you lead with that?
Didn't seem pertinent at the time.
So then why attack?
They tried to stop us.
Archie?
We tried to tell them.
I technically haven't attacked you yet.
Okay, you attacked a door. How about that?
No, I forcefully opened it.
What's the difference?
I was just trying to open it.
There's a handle. You unlocked it.
I don't use handles.
I cast whole person.
Okay. All right. Does he have a save against it?
He does. Okay. It's okay. So
he doesn't do it.
I do it real fast. He doesn't save.
Nope.
Yes.
He doesn't do it.
The
okay.
It's actually
he's paralyzed for 1 minute.
Pretty familiar sight to the two of you. You can see this green light come up from beneath him, and he stands there still. As he's still, and you can now look into the room without having to worry about him. Again, it's a pretty well stocked armory, for a local militia. There are, you know, plenty of standard weaponry in here. If there was anything that you were looking for to kind of replace what you might have, you could find it. Any sort of standard armor that isn't like plate mail, you know, within reason, you could find it in here. So studded leather. Second tier medium armor.
Well, I like how it went from doing.
I think we should be diplomatic.
yeah. I was waiting for him to let go of the fireball, and as soon as he did, I mean, it took a little longer. But that's just funny how it turned from a very tense situation to here's what you can shop for in this armory.
I turn around to Six as he does this, and I say, "You're fucking learning, mate."
Hey, that's the most I've ever lied. That was a lot of lies. A whole lot of lies. I can't believe how many lies I just told.
You look like you've been doing it for quite a while. Good work.
Archie taught me.
Hey, how long is it going to be like that?
1 minute. You have 1 minute to tie him up, and I would suggest doing that now. Probably something in his mouth.
I go to tie him up.
You use some of the rope in your satchel. Your pack.
All right, cool.
You tie him up and gag him.
Is this also where the food is kept?
No.
This is just armor.
It's going to stuff a hole over Brandon's mouth.
Is that correct? It's just armor,
no, it's
nothing
else? Armors, weapons, and there's a few things that look certainly nicer in here. You'd have to search around to see if anything is of value. But also,
oh, bro, give me that. There's a red good crossbow.
I need some good armor, but I'm not particularly concerned with any of these weapons. I have weapons of my own.
All right, guys. It looks like I want to give the green robe to young Daniel, by the way.
Oh, he already has Archie's robe.
I gave him mine.
Yep.
Oh, Archie, would you like to be the red robe or the green robe?
My red crimson-esque clothing already. Do you really have to ask, mate?
I know that you like to hit people instead of talk. Just point to us. We'll do the talking. Markbark, you did great there, by the way.
I didn't do much, Six. You really did all the talking yourself, and good on you, sir.
It was great backup. I'm so used to doing this by myself.
We are wasting a lot of time. We've only got 1 minute.
I'm moving.
We've already tied him up.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want me to roll to tie him up since he's not able to resist?
No, he's not able to resist. You do it well.
Okay.
I lean down to him and I say, I'm very sorry for lying. I don't typically lie.
When you say that, I need you to give me... it's a coin flip, so any die, odds or evens?
I'll choose evens. I got a D4.
Okay.
That's a 4, so I guess that's in my favor, hopefully.
You get a quick nudge in your memory banks. A little tickle of recollection. And it is a scenario in which real human Jason is... having a conversation with a child.
This is my first real flashback.
Yep.
What? Okay, all right. What's the conversation?
You're having a conversation with this child, and it is... the child's looking up at you. You sense some familiarity with this kid, and the child says, "But where do babies come from?"
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
And with
am I in the flashback playing it? Can I tell him where babies come from?
You can choose to decide, but there is with odd or with evens and calling it, you can decide to respond however you'd like.
Oh no.
Okay, first of all, I got to get back into my Jason voice.
Oh God!
Well, you see, when a man's penis gets
wow, this is a child. This child is like 6.
When a man loves a woman,
I certainly hope you're not my child. Is all I'm saying out loud with my mouth. I think it's better if you are my child. Wait, I don't know. This is bad all the way around. I'm just... go ask your mother. Okay. That's how he responds.
Okay. So when you come to from this particular vision and it fades, the thing that sticks with you is that, you know, your connection to truth and lies is... one of deflection. The old you was not interested in telling others a particular truth, but deflecting from this memory is what you gather.
Well, So my eyes kind of went dark again. You heard a blink.
Donk.
So you just see.
Hey, what are you doing to Six?
You just see me standing there for like 30 seconds, and I come to and I say, Archie.
You come to and I'm shaking this asshole.
Archie, wait. It's not his fault. I just had my first real memory. Bark. I know that
I saw,
you don't.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, Red Cloak. I pat him on the head very, like, just. You know. Yeah, just very, like. Like he's harmless.
Markbark, one thing you should know about me is I don't remember living past 4 years ago. If even that. That's a guess. At best. So getting a memory, that's a big deal.
You don't remember being alive. Were you alive?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah, I keep many secrets.
I'm a fucking robot.
I
knew there was something
fucking
something,
correct.
Something was a bit too stiff about your makeup when I first tapped on your shoulder.
I give him
a
pro punch to the shoulder.
Either you've been working out quite a lot or you're made of not skin.
Archie's really wearing off on me. I'm going to stop cursing. Archie, no offense, but you sound better cursing than I do.
No, fuck that. Everyone can curse.
Ooh,
okay. It just takes practice, X. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm fucking with you. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I learned it from Saint Sebastian.
Yeah, we already have this conversation.
All right. Since you guys aren't trying to fight someone in here, if you're trying to search for anything good, roll investigation. If you're all working towards it, whoever has the best can do it at advantage.
Well, I rolled a 19. I didn't know. I didn't let you finish your
sentence. Enough.
A 19 plus zero.
As you guys are searching through here, you find three interesting things. The first is a well-worn shield with a steel band around it. It's actually a pretty tall shield, like a heater shield, but still something you can carry with one hand and fight with the other. And it, on the front of it, has indentations, and a lot of them. So it has been used, but, I mean, looking at this thing, it is... It's a very interesting shield, I'll say as much. The other interesting piece that you can find is this great axe hanging on the wall. And it is also very worn. If you take a look at it, it is a felling axe made for cutting large trees. The third thing that you notice is an empty stand that would perfectly fit a wand.